Yesterday, the historic prayer of the church was for those who have strayed from the truth of God's word, the truth that we are redeemed from sin and death because of God's great love. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Daily we are tempted by the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. We desire to turn from that which is right and true, only to embrace that which becomes harmful. Yes, that which tempts us may look and sound delightful, but it leads to spiritual destruction and eternal death. St. Luke recorded a time when Jesus cast a demon from a mute man. On this occasion, our Lord spoke of our spiritual condition, that we are either filled with the Holy Spirit or we are filled with the evil of sin. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. This week, while we look at the prayer of the church, we will see how Jesus overcame sin and death for our redemption. May our Lord grant that we hear his word and trust in him alone. Amen.